AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama had promised to end the war in Afghanistan, but this morning he will announce that he's leaving that war to the next president. He'll keep 5,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and they will be there when he leaves office in 2017. Just yesterday, Defense Secretary Ash Carter told an Army group,
"The narrative that we're leaving Afghanistan is self-defeating. We're not. We can't."
AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The president's goal had been to keep only an embassy-based presence of about 1,000 troops into 2017, allowing him to fulfill a promise of ending the war before leaving office. But military commanders have been urging a slower withdrawal, saying Afghan forces need more help against resurgent Taliban fighters.
The computer system that checks airline passengers against a terror watch list went down last night, leading to long lines at airports across the country. Here's our Shirley Smith.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that the computer systems they use to process international travelers at airports across the country went down for about 90 minutes. But the officials say there wasn't any indication that this service disruption was malicious.
Customs says it checked passengers through other methods. Planned Parenthood of Utah is suing the state, saying it is unconstitutionally blocking federal money that should be flowing to Planned Parenthood. Today, state attorneys will be in court trying to convince the judge that what Utah is doing is legal. It'll be the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals in the American League Championship Series. The Blue Jays beat the Rangers yesterday 6-3, and the Royals beat Houston 7-2. This is AP Radio News. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, who called the Democratic presidential candidates debate a little sad, says Hillary Clinton's being pushed to the left by rival Bernie Sanders.
She's got to give everything away because this maniac that was standing on her right is giving everything away, so she's following. That's what's happening. This socialist slash communist, okay? Nobody wants to say it.
He spoke to a crowd of thousands last night at the Richmond International Raceway in Virginia. Today, the North Carolina Board of Elections will be considering the fate of Rowan County Elections Chairman Mac Butner, who could be removed over racially tinged Facebook postings. He praised the Confederacy and suggested that black citizens who protest state policies aren't, quote, productive good citizens with jobs. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.